Okay. When there is no movement in the mind, I think you referred to this as a cessation of dukkha. However, this spaciousness is impermanent. Is it thus not dukkha also? Well, there's two, and there's a couple different things that one is can be also referring to, in the sense of there's a dukkha as an experience and dukkha as a characteristic. And so that those are two kind of different things. And then sometimes when there's no movement in the mind, that can be an experience of that cessation of dukkha, and that arising of a quality of well-being and clarity. It can also mean that there's just no movement in the mind, and it might not be so clear. And the reality is that that is also impermanent, and as an experience, is, and especially when one has bemoans the fact of its change or is resisting its change, then that will foster an experience of dukkha, of suffering. And also that which is anything that is impermanent is also in terms of the characteristic of dukkha, in terms of fundamentally imperfect is maybe a good translation in that context, as a characteristic.